This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people could be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I'd like to know. Perhaps you are. I suspect you are. So, good luck. Welcome to the show. You are an exceptional American. Walk it, talk it, act it, be it. Be that exceptional American that we talk about here on the radio show. All right, a lot of things going on. We don't know really what's going on right now. We'll probably find out in a few minutes. I don't know. Some people say in a few minutes. It's it's 11 o'clock Eastern, so there's supposed to be some sort of a vote coming up. And whether or not that is going to happen, I do not know. I do not know whether or not that's going to happen. Who knows? Who knows? What we do know is that some things are about to happen with this FISA memo, and we also know some things are going to happen in New California. A little bit of an update with New California. On Saturday, the New California Board met. The New California Board met and brought in another seven counties. Officially, we'd already had, seven counties. We already had a couple of them pre-brought in, 21, 22. Yeah, we had a couple of them already brought in because of clerical things. Actually, it was they were brought in officially, yet it wasn't complete, the package. So we had to re-bring them in again. And so the current list of counties that are now on board in New California is 29 and counting. That's a real big story. That's a real big story. One of them being San Diego County, which we have been courting for like the last 6 months. Finally getting an organized group down there in San Diego County. And I'm telling you, it's just, it's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful to see that, you know, these things are happening in California, you know, in response to a tyranny that we have here in California. And that's a key thing. There is a tyranny going on here. And, you know, it's the bottom line is it's going to continue unless we stop it. That's the key thing. And, of course, in the last hour, we've been talking about the connectiveness between the One World Order. That really came out in this whole QAnon thing that Jerome Corsi brought out. And Jerome has done, you know, he's done a fantastic job on so many things. But the whole deep state and the whole One World Order came together in that QAnon post. And I think, I don't know, we don't have it up yet, from Jerome Corsi, in which he basically explained the connectiveness between a coup d'etat that was being fomented by the Hillary, Obama, Holder, John Brennan, Loretta Lynch, cabal, and of course all the other operations that took place, and how they had actually manufactured the dossier, and this dossier was supposed to be the insurance policy in case Hillary Clinton did not win. Now, what's an insurance policy for? I mean, think about this. We have elections every 4 years, and you're supposed to be a winner and a loser. And the losers are supposed to go away, right? Right. But the thing that no one, I don't think, has really brought up or made the connection with. You know, when George Bush lost to Clinton, by the way, I think that was all rigged as well. It's amazing. He just went away. And Clinton did his own thing. There was no George Bush hanging out. Well, George Bush the senior. Hanging out in this, I guess you can say. Creating a rebellion against Bill Clinton. No, you just do your own thing. That was the current. Now, and of course, when Clinton lost, or when he went through his 8 years, and then you had George Bush the younger win, and who, of course, was that he was opposed by Al Gore. I'm sorry, I get a tick over there. Al Gore. Mr. Global Warming lying SOB himself. Okay, so now there was no process on Al Gore. I mean, he was bitter about it, and he did all the right things he had to do to say, look, I think I won the thing, and we had the hanging chads thing. Florida came into camp. Remember all that stuff? Okay, I'm throwing words at you right now. But the bottom line is there was no, you know, hanging on. And then when George Bush the younger gave it up to Obama, okay, that was it. George Bush stepped out. There was nothing else. But here is what the point I'm trying to make, guys. What we're seeing right now with the dossier, and I said it was an insurance policy in case Clinton did not win. An insurance policy for what? Get it? Do you see where I'm going? It's an insurance policy for what? To make sure we destabilized the presidency in the United States of America and took over the U.S. government. That's what it was an insurance policy for. And they were going to use the very laws that we have on the books through impeachment. And then, of course, there's a, you know, oh, we can apply Amendment 25, you know, 25th Amendment. He's mentally ill, right? So they used this manufactured story about the Russian dossier, which we all knew was false. Now, since that didn't work, he's crazy, 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 right? He's crazy. He's crazy. And, of course, that's not, how's that working out for them? And, of course, as we go through this whole investigation with Mueller, because he fired Comey, and the whole series of events, you get the special prosecutor. And now what? Now where are we going with all this? Well, I don't know. Got the special prosecutor. Maybe he is going to be the object of the probe now. An article in The New American. GOP congressman FISA memo would destroy Mueller probe if made public. Aha, the memo. The memo that everybody's been talking about. The New American reports on this. I mean, talk about a rope salesman. Trump is it. He is the quintessential rope salesman. And you've heard me say this. I'm saying it again. He has sold so much rope in his lifetime that here we have a situation where Mueller is getting his neck on. Well, I'm sure he's getting his rope around his neck. Well, actually, he's had the rope around his neck. He probably, it's been so comfortable, and it's kind of like one of those leash things. He kind of might like the roughness of it all and the jerking on it every once in a while. But now it's going to jerk even harder. It says here, on the heels of both houses of Congress reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, it has been reported that an explosive, shocking, troubling, and alarming four-page memo was made available to members of the House of Representatives after they voted to approve that reauthorization. The memo details systematic and routine abuses of FISA. This is what I started the show off with back in earlier. They were getting FISA warrants. They were trying to, and they didn't get them all, but so what? They didn't need no stinking warrants, right? They didn't need no stinking, well, proper legal process. No, we can be illegal because, you know, we're going to be illegal because we can overthrow the government. Yeah, we can get Trump. Impeach him. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, wow, what a day it's been. What a day it's been. It's just absolutely amazing stuff going on around here. And, of course, we're just sort of glad to bring it all to you. No doubt about it. And, you know, I'll tell you, we've been so into what has been going on around this stuff with these memos and everything else, and we're kind of like letting it kind of settle a little bit, because what happens is you kind of dive into the story and get in, you can get wallowed into details that just aren't, that are totally irrelevant and you don't understand until more information comes to you. So, okay, so sort of a little technique that we use here on Agenda 21 Radio about some messy items, and say, wait a minute, let's let some things settle down. Let's get some interpretation that's going on there and figure out what is truly going on. So this article that is out in the New American, it says, U.S. GOP Congressman FISA memo would destroy the Mueller probe if made public. And, of course, it's going to be made public. And this memo says, the memo details systematic and routine abuses of FISA, leading many in the House to condemn, to condemn those abuses and say that the memo should be made available to the public. There are also indications that the memo would destroy the probe of Special Counsel Robert Mueller and allegations that President Trump colluded with the Russians. The House Intelligence Committee released the classified memo to members of the House on Thursday. The same day, the Senate voted 65-34 to reauthorization of 702 for another 6 years. That's that FISA, Section 702. Okay. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Okay. The House had already voted 256 to 164 on the reauthorization on January 11th. It says, given the reaction of many in the House to the abuses detailed in the memo, one is left to wonder whether the vote would have been different had the memo been released before the vote. And Representative Matt Gaetz, now we heard him last week railing about this thing, says the memo should be made public and the consequences of the of its release will be major changes in people working currently in the FBI and the Department of Justice. Others expressed similar sentiments, and Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio declared, "It is so alarming the American people have to see this." Representative Scott Perry likened the behavior of surveillance hawks to the Soviet KGB, saying, "You think about it, Is this what is happening in America, or is this the KGB? That's how alarming it is." And Representatives Mark Meadows called the memo troubling and shocking, adding, "Part of me wishes that I didn't read it, because I don't want to believe that those kinds of things could be happening in this country that I call home and love so much." Well, you know, God, buddy, where you been over the last 8 years? Yeah, you know. Of course, they haven't had this information, the convincing information, right? And we've all been pounding on the table saying, this is what's happening, this is what's happening, and where have you guys, this is what's happening. That's what's frustrating, guys. I mean, it's really, we've known this stuff's been going on for years. And what's the surprise here about this? They've been abusing all of any and all departments out there. That's what they've been abusing. It says, while the specifics of the abuses detailed in the memo are not known because it is classified, they must be worse than the abuses that are already known. Well, if they're classified. Of course, if they're already known. All right, it says, it would be odd for legislators to react with so much shock if the abuses were on par with those previously reported. Really, you think? I mean, why do we even have that? In demanding that the memo be released to the public, Representative Lee Zeldin of New York took to social media, tweeting on Thursday, "Releasing this classified info doesn't compromise good sources and method. It reveals the Fed's reliance on bad sources and methods." And again, on Friday, someone tweeted immediately, #release the memo, #FISA memo, and all. relevant material sourced in it. Every American needs to know the truth. We won't be revealing any sources or methods, blah, blah, blah. By tweeting not once but twice that the memo includes information about bad sources and methods, Zeldin seems to be, without revealing any details, indicating that the memo contains new and important information about FISA abuses. You know, Patrick Wood has this thing about reflexive law and technocracy. See, this is the age of technocracy, which is government by science, scientific government, where they rely upon scientific ideology, basically. And in that, they have this little process known as, it's reflexive law. Now, what it means is we can do whatever we want to do, so we choose to do certain things. The law says this, but today I'm going to do it a different way. And I give you that example of the guy who on the way home every night, he's got six stop signs he has to stop at, and always that last stop sign, there's never anybody there. He can drive up, but he's forced to stop. So he says, I'm going to exercise reflexive law. That last stop sign, I'm going to ignore it. And I'm just going to drive on through it, not like nothing ever happened. Right? That's reflexive law. So he complies with the law, the first five, and then the last time he doesn't, because he chose not to. Like Javier Becerra. He's choosing not to comply with federal law. And warning people he's going to have them arrested if you don't do it our way. Which, of course, that isn't the way it works. That's not the way it works. So that's reflexive law. That's what they're applying here in these notions and in this case. All the way through this whole thing, it's reflexive law. So we went to the effort to go to the judge to get this FISA warrant, and he says no, but hey, screw him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm going to be reflexive here, and I'm going to do it my way. Because I say so, because I'm better. I know more than the judge, right? That's what goes on here. I mean, I don't know if you guys understand all that, but the implications for something like that are enormous. Is what we're seeing all throughout the lawlessness, the law, unlawful behavior of our government officials in California. They're using reflexive law all the time. I don't know if we want to comply with that, so let's not. You know, I think that I'm not going to stop for the red light now at all the red lights. Can you imagine a world like that with everybody just saying, hey, I'm just going to do what I want to do. Goodbye. We have no, you know, guidance from a legal standpoint? Chaos, of course. Absolute chaos, which is, I think, what they want. But anyway, so it says here that Zeldin was joined both on Twitter and in his segments, or in sentiments, by Ron DeSantis of Florida. DeSantis tweeted about the memo twice on Thursday and three times on guys perseverating. In those tweets, DeSantis said the memo raises serious questions about the upper echelon of the Obama DOJ and Comey FBI as it relates to the so-called collusion investigation. I'm shocked to see that there's gambling going on there. Aren't you with Comey and Obama? What could possibly go wrong? And that the select committee should, pursuant to House rules, vote to make the report publicly available as soon as possible, yada, yada, yada. He also tweeted the video of his appearance on Fox and Friends, where he made this comment to the immediate public. Okay, so what we have here is not a failure to communicate. Well, it was, now it's not. And barriers are going down everywhere about what's going on here with this memo. And I think it's going to happen. And I think when it does happen, it's going to be explosive and embarrassing. And why do you think Javier Becerra is doing what he's doing in California right now? Huh? With this memo and stuff coming out? And then there's New California? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we are back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so now, speaking of newcaliforniastate.com, grievance number one is going to be on deck. It's going to be on deck tomorrow at three different locations, Santa Clara County. I repeat, Santa Clara County, Sutter County. Sutter County and San Joaquin County are the counties. Locations to be divulged later at 5 o'clock Pacific time. We'll be sending out the press releases and so on for that. Okay, so now these are kind of the salient things that are going to be happening. It's going to be a very, very interesting set of circumstances, as we know, and as we develop these grievances, well, 40 of them, so that everybody will know what we're talking about. And of course, grievances are found really under section Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. And let's see if I've got that actually somewhere. I think I've got it actually. There it is. Okay. So what does Article 4, Section 4 talk about? Section 1 of Article 4 of the Constitution is the full faith and credit shall be given in each state to the public acts, records, judicial proceedings of every other state, and the Congress may, by general laws, prescribe the manner in which such acts, records, and proceedings shall be proved, and the effect thereof. Section 2, the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizenship in the several states. A person charged in any state with treason, felony, or other crimes, who shall flee from justice and be found in another state, shall on demand of the executive authority of the state from which he fled, be delivered up to, be removed to the state having jurisdiction of the crime. Okay. Here's another one. Article 4, Section 3. New states may be admitted to the Congress, new states may be admitted by the Congress into this Union, but no new states shall be formed or erected without or within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the jurisdiction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislature of the states concerned as well as that of the Congress. Let me read that again. Without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as the of the Congress. So you have to get a legislative approval to form a new state. Got it? It says here, it says the Congress shall have power to dispose of any and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory of or other property belonging to the United States, and nothing in this Constitution shall be so construed as to prejudice any claim of the United States or any particular state. Now, here's something that's very important to understand. Article 4, Section 4 of this United States shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion, and on application of the legislature or of the executive, when the legislature shall not be convened, against domestic violence. Okay? So we have to be guaranteed against domestic violence and guaranteed against, well, actually, to always be guaranteed a republican form of government and protect them from invasion. Gee, I wonder what illegal aliens is all about right now. A form of invasion. And protect us against domestic violence. Kate Steinle, anyone? What about that? See, that's what these two salient articles, Article 4, Section 3 and 4 of the Constitution are all about. So we are going to grieve, starting tomorrow, grievance number one, we are going to grieve the state of California as to why they're not providing for a republican form of governance. Guaranteed to us, why are they not protecting us from invasion and why they're not protecting us against violence? That is the salient point. Article 4, Section 4. And we will grieve that. We will bring that out as to what the elements are of the grievance. So, gee, I wonder what those are going to be with what we've heard from Javier Becerra and the others. I mean, that's just enough right there to cook their bacon. I don't know. I'm agnostic. I do know. I've written it. And I've gotten a lot of input from the counties about what it's going to be. So I'm not telling you until we reveal it tomorrow. So you've just heard Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Of the United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. And there's similar articles that go along with the California Constitution that are just not necessarily out there for public consumption right now. It's kind of interesting the way they've been sort of hiding this. I want to get back to this Mueller thing. I don't know about Mueller. I'm tired of Mueller. I think this whole thing has been a charade, a sham. But now, the great thing is it's all being turned against them. That's what I think is the greatest thing of all. Okay, it's high noon. We're coming up to the dysfunctional D.C. It's kind of interesting. Which is more dysfunctional, D.C. or California? Clearly California. I mean, they're both dysfunctional. It's just government. And we can rag against it all we want to, but when you have people absolutely openly, blatantly breaking the law, and they're the government people, get over it. My gosh. Imus is ending his radio show. I wonder what that's about. I wonder what that is about. Imus, Don Imus. I mean, I'm gonna quickly get into this. I have a couple minutes here. A bunch of people out there. Infamous shock jock. Don Imus, he's a shock jock. What? I haven't heard that term. Will retire from his radio show. This is coming from The Observer. It says, one of the most controversial voices in radio is shutting off his mic. Don Imus, shock jock, shock jock, shock jock. Say that 10 times. Don Imus announcing this morning, I don't know why I'm doing that. He is retiring from his eponymous Imus in the Morning radio show. The I-Man will broadcast for the final time March 29th. Imus indicated that he was not vacating his chair by choice. The 77-year-old said Cumulus Media, which syndicates Imus in the Morning, declined to renew his contract. And the move will also affect the show's six-member staff, who the host paid out of his own multi-million-dollar contract. He said that he is announcing his retirement early to give them a chance to find work. It's unclear whether one of Imus's cohorts will take over for him, though producer Bernard McGurk, there you go, McGurk, isn't that a great name, and sportscaster Sid Rosenberg have taken on increased airtime roles and responsibilities in recent years. Imus broadcast the show from his Texas ranch, while the rest of the crew works from WABC in New York. Imus began his radio career in California before coming to New York City in 1971. His first Big Apple job was at WNBC, where he often tangled with fellow station personalities like Howard Stern. Enough of the communications business on this one. We've got deep state issues, and after all, we're Agenda 21, and we're the new stream media. Shock jock. We're just a bunch of shock jocks around here. Well, I don't know about that. But we're shocking. I know that. We're shocking because we're so shocked to find gambling going on here. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, welcome back. And let's see, we've got, I've switched gears now, I'm switching to guns, too close for missiles. So I'm on to Mulvaney. Schumer only offered to authorize wall funding, not actually spend money. Authorize the wall funding, not actually spend money. Okay, so you, all right. Refugee admissions down 70% in first full year of Trump administration. Now, that's a problem because we're hearing stories. This is coming now from Breitbart. And this is from Michael Patrick Leahy. It says here, one of the articles that's down here, and this is one of the articles that I've been hearing from, that what we've got in terms of illegal immigrants coming across the border, this one says refugee admissions down 70% in first full year of Trump. But now there is a trend that apparently has happened because they think this DACA thing is going to go through. And I don't have the article in front of me, but the other article contradicts it somewhat, but not entirely, that the levels of illegals coming across the border right now is back up to the same level as when Obama was in office. Okay, that is what is going on. Okay. All right, so that's in other words, there's these things happening out there that we need to be aware of. They are starting to come back. What are we going to do to stop it? So insist, anyway, that we do something about it. All right, so this is Ryan Zinke refuses to weaponize public lands during government shutdown, touts efforts to keep parks open. Now, you may remember what happened when there was a shutdown under Obama. He put up fences around public parks. He was actually taking and blocking off, this is in Washington, D.C., areas in which you could park along the side, vista points, where they were being denied the vista points, where you could see the monuments off in the distance. I mean, this guy, these people were sick. But Zinke says he's refusing to weaponize public lands during government shutdown, touts efforts to keep the parks open, which is, of course, what Barack Obama refused to do. He says that he spoke to Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM radio and said he praised the department's efforts to keep America's public lands open during the government shutdowns. And during the last shutdown in 2013, the Obama administration increased the pressure on Republicans they blamed for the shutdown by closing the most visible of government services, including parks and monuments. And that administration went so far as to rope off the open-air World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., denying octogenarians, vets, the honor flights, the opportunity to visit the monument erected in their honor. Now, that's not true. I mean, it's true that they were being denied, but they didn't have rope up. They had these the fencing up, And you might remember, in defiance of that, these guys in wheelchairs, the World War II veterans, took their wheelchairs and drove them down in defiance of Obama. Remember that? These guys in the wheelchairs, taking their wheelchairs and running them down and pushing down the gates, you know, those metal retaining fences. So, I mean, that's what happened. Those are the things, because we're standing in defiance. And wait a minute, it was just to take and desecrate our memorials, which is exactly what Obama was doing, was really over the top. It wasn't a matter of them being disrespectful in the sense, just a traditional sense. Oh, no, they were spitting on the veterans. That was happening. And so let's don't lighten up on what really truly happened there. That's just, that's my point about all this. I don't think that that would, of course, solved any problems. But, you know, my point is that let's tell the truth about really what did happen. Okay, we've got just a few more minutes. It's Kamala Harris insists Dreamers be protected in any deal to end shutdown. Mm-hmm. That's Kamala Harris. She's out and about trying to make some noise for herself. Not happening, not working. A couple of other things in California. I'm skimming this right now because we didn't cover all the California stuff we're going to cover. California Republicans try to dump space tax. That's Chris Street. Report California mayor vows to go to jail to protect sanctuary city policies amid immigration crackdown. Okay, let's try that one. No, we're not going to try that one. L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck is gone. He is retiring. Gavin Newsom vows to keep California a sanctuary state, defy and resist Trump. Everything is at stake. Celebrities join women's marches in L.A. and New York City. That happened over the weekend. Great. Aren't we in love with that? Rob Reiner at Women's March. Trump tearing away at the fabric of our democracy. All right. Here's how to make sure you still see Breitbart. We don't care about that. California legislature. Oh, I'm just going to have to end on this one. California legislature moving to double corporate tax rate. California's Democratic-controlled legislature is moving forward with putting constitutional amendment on June ballot to double the corporate tax rate. I'm not kidding. Written by our own Chris Strait. Think about it. Think about it. It's lunacy. Assemblyman Kevin McCarthy, a Democrat from Sacramento, and Phil Tang announced on January 18th that they will sponsor a constitutional amendment to add a 7% corporate tax surcharge for any profit over $1 million. Although the tax foundation listed Iowa as the highest corporate tax rate at 12% and California only at 7th at 8.84%, many companies use deductions to cut California's effective tax rate to the alternative tax minimum of 6.65%. But California has also won Chief Executive's Booby Prize for the worst state for business each of the last 6 years. It's the most expensive state in the union to do business, they say. But they're going to raise it even higher now, the tax rate for corporations. Just thought I'd let you know why we need new California. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, let's talk about, well, we only have about a minute or so. The state of California is kind of really going off the rails. We've got the court-ordered system now that allows for anybody who gets a driver's license, illegal or not, to get a registered to vote. So they're registered to vote. I guess they can vote. We've got Javier Becerra, who's out there, and he's telling people to ignore the federal law, and that if you, in fact, you do follow federal law, he's going to punish you. I mean, just a couple of the things that are kind of going crazy, right? And then they've got a bill that's coming forward that's going to tax the snot out of everybody. And the corporate taxes are going to go up because, obviously, their corporations are getting benefit from the Trump tax cuts. Get it? Just more craziness. But the one that's the most egregious, of course, is in priority, I would say, the tax one is down there. The second one is, of course, the court order for the driver's license for illegals, but the big one is, of course, Javier Becerra telling employees, threatening employers, that he's going to punish them, charge them criminally, if they, in fact, follow federal law and start cooperating with ICE. Big things are shaken in California. And then we have, of course, the Democrats working in concert with them, because they know that a lot of things are going to change once that memo comes out. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.